Angela Dalton joins us today. She's on a budget price phone, and she's got holes in her shoes. That's what the mayor wants us all to have.
Morena.
It's easy to laugh.
I know.
Airport shares. Look, there's a lot of money tied up there, and if it's not returning, significant dosh, just like the port, then it's right to train your eyes on these things if they're not performing well. But it's the pace of change that he is suggesting has maybe caught some people by surprise. And also I see that some are a bit hoo-ha at his predetermined attitude here towards the sale of airport shares. Your thoughts, please, for a moment.
Kia ora, Dale. Yeah, look, I think it's right to put everything on the table so that we can have a look at it. I called for the airport shares to be put on the table when Mayor Gough was here, but it was a no-go area. So now we've got them there to have a chat about. But, look, we need to put it into context. I mean, the Mayor said the other day in the paper that the airport returns have never met the costs of owning the shares and never will, and it's a lousy investment for debt burdened ratepayers. And I think putting the shares in context of debt is a bit misleading. I mean, the shares have returned $344 million worth of dividends since we've had them, and we've got $1.3 billion of capital gains. It's an income stream. It has no, excuse me, it has no relation to debt that we have. We could apply that logic to any income stream that we have. And so we've got to make sure that all the facts are out there, because the airport shares are projected to start returning $40 million in this financial or the next financial year. That's a 2% rate increase that we wouldn't have to pass on, in addition to the annual rate increase to ratepayers. So I think we've really got to look at the strategic view of the shares. It is a strategic asset, and we need to make an informed decision as to whether we should sell them, get $2 billion, take $2 billion off the debt. We'd want to be assured that council didn't use $2 billion worth of debt straight away again, but already we know we've got $500 million to pay for the City Rail Link. We've got about up to $1.2 billion for stormwater repairs. So that debt will get used pretty quickly again, and we won't have any returns from the airport shares because they'll be gone. So there's a lot for the councillors, including me, to debate around this. But I can see that. I read the article. I can see that there's some councillors that are a bit shaky on it. So it'll be a full force debate, which we seem to have nowadays, hours of debate on things. So,
well,
I want to keep an open mind, Dale, but we've got to really try and get the context around a return of income stream.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. Sometimes you can sell the asset, find yourself in trouble again, and you've got to do it all again. What's next? Sell the land, sell the Harbour Bridge, sell the port facility. It's all on the table here. How are you getting on with them?
I saw him yesterday. We voted on the same thing together yesterday, so that was that was relationship building. We're okay.
Yeah, well,
we're okay. I think what the mayor likes is a good debate. I think he respects people that will bring their view. Not happy, when he's not agreed with, but we've got to take these wins and losses as we go.
Okay. Let's talk about the IMSB, because I don't hear from them saying anything about the shares in Auckland Council. I know that they're independently set up, but even so, if income streams affect the delivery of services and fulfilling expectations for Tangata Whenua, then they've got a vested interest in monitoring all aspects of the council work. Are they?
I haven't heard Dale, I haven't heard the IMSB speak about shares, probably because we haven't had the debate at council yet. And also, IMSB don't come to governing body meetings. They come to, and our committee structure is so small now, it's been reduced down to two main committees. So I don't see them as often as I used to in the last term, but I honestly don't know what their views are on the airport shares because we haven't discussed it. It would have been brought up during debates on the Merrill proposal, but of course they weren't at the table for those.
Can you tell Wayne when you see him next time? The Māori Radio have been waiting patiently, and there's a level of unprofessionalism and the lack of response. And getting letters from the mayor is not exactly the same as being interviewed by community members about Merrill Mucky. We've been trying for ages. He did say he came out here, all smiles and photographs, and says, yeah, happy as. But getting through his minders has been an absolute nightmare. The submissions on the Auckland Council budget, they just closed. And as we know, you know, the bald white guys from the leafy suburbs have pretty much finished all the submissions. Any brown stamps on some of them?
Oh, I think it's about 3%, which is really low. So I think the Asian demographic was about 6%, and Pacifica probably about 3 or 2%. I thought, and I hear what you're saying. We won't change anything while the same people are submitting and the same people are voting. But we've got to do a better job of getting people engaged in local government, and this budget is going to disengage people even more. It's going to remove them, if it goes ahead, it's going to remove them even further from what council does and the leadership of our city. And we've had a lot of submitters, I've listened to a lot of submitters, they've come to council over the last few days, last two weeks, and they are pleading for us not to proceed with this budget. And the impacts are far-reaching. It's not just saving the coppers and saving the ratepayers. It is multiple people losing jobs. It is the creative industry going. CABs will be closed by December. Citizens Advice Bureaus will be closed by December. It's the ongoing impacts that we will never see return if this budget proceeds.
I spoke with the head of the Citizens Advice Bureau. I mean, it's not a massive saving, but, you know, from many Māori and Pacifica people, migrants, etc., the CABs, they offer an invaluable service to sort of negotiate your way through the mire of paperwork and bureaucratic expectation that many communities face. What do you make of the closure here? Does it marry up with the monies saved, and how important have the CAB been over the years?
Yeah, well, you've summed up perfectly how important they are. It's at $2 million is like chump change, isn't it? Coins down the back of the sofa in comparison to our $4 billion operational budget, and we can find the money somewhere else, I'm pretty sure. Look, CAB are critical to us, and also Auckland needs to show leadership, council needs to show leadership and partnership. We need to all be in this together, regardless of what people believe is core council business and that government should pay. And the other thing is that we're not even giving people time to transition. We're cutting it on the 30th of June. It's all gone. Nobody has a transition time of a year or 2 years to try and find alternative funding. That is really, really hard, and it doesn't show any compassion for our people or leadership for our city.
Kate the Pie, what's on this weekend for you?
I'm taking Mum. I bought her a ticket to the House and Garden Show, which was around Clevedon. So we're doing that all day tomorrow. And today I've got the AGM for the Pride Project with my daughter, who's running that in Clevedon. So I'm looking forward to that because it always helps to get back with the people. Spending too much time in the town hall is not good for one's health.
Yeah, and I do note the flags flying, proud to live in Clevedon, and I really like that.
Yeah.
Because it gets a bad rap, doesn't it? The community, the people who call it home, didn't design the construction. They're sort of all 80s houses with hardy plank, aren't they? It's a down-home sort of environment, but it doesn't deserve the bad rap that it gets at times. And your kōtero has been neat in instilling community pride around that place.
Yeah, it's been really good. And Neil Poncha, who's the town centre manager, we didn't have a town centre business association down there until Neil came along and set that up. And that has really helped. He organised the flags, designed the flags, and they're all working together to instil pride in Clendon, because, I mean, we can't judge a house by what it looks like. These are people's homes, and it's a little part of Manurewa that people call home and live in and want to be proud of it. And we all work together to get over all the other hurdles that are there. But it is easy for people living on the outside to throw the stones, isn't it, Dale?
Well, I won't be throwing any stones at your glass house, although I would throw it at those three-story ones that are popping up across suburban Auckland. Anyway, that's another story. Thanks so much for joining us, Angela. We'll talk again next week, sis.
Thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Okay.
Angela Dalton is a rep for the Manurewa Papakura Ward.